You're listening to the Simple Pen Podcast, Pinterest for business advice that goes down smooth and easy. Here's your host, Kate All.
Hey there, and welcome back to another episode of the Simple Pin Podcast. I'm your host, Kate All. I'm the owner and founder of Simple Pin Media. We are a Pinterest marketing agency. Today, we're going to be diving into the topic of what's up with video pins. I get asked this pretty much all the time. And there are these routine questions that I get over and over. I actually feel like I maybe start podcasts like that all the time. But to be real, this is actually one that's come up a lot recently, especially with idea pins and where they're all at. So let's do some Pinterest history. How I want to go through in today's episode, how video pins came about, what is happening with them today? Should we use them? Should you use them? What about idea pin video, links on idea pins, lots and lots of questions. But before we dive in, I want to mention idea pins. Now, I know links are being rolled out to some accounts now. In fact, Tabby, who is our social media manager, she got it on her personal account, but we do not have it on the Simple Pin Media account. And I'm recording this late March. And so we know that it's being rolled out slowly. That said, I don't want it to stop you from becoming an expert on creating idea pins for your business. I know some people, when idea pins came out, drew a hard line in the sand and said, I will never create these because there are no links. Now that we know links are coming, it's very important that you become really good at creating this type of content for Pinterest. It is not going away. Short form video content is getting great engagement on Pinterest. So when the links hit your account, whether or not you have been creating them or not, you will now be set up and ready to go. So how do you become the expert? You can grab our super slick video on how to create 3 idea pins in under an hour. Just hop over to the link below in the podcast like description. It's in our Simple Pin shop, or you can go to simplepinshop.com, look through our Pinterest education and grab that one specifically, how to create 3 idea pins in under an hour. And I want to let you know, this is done by Tabby, our social media manager, and we heavily leverage idea pins for our business. We play around with them. We test new things. We are now creating exclusively for Pinterest first. This has been a switch for us. We have been previously creating for Instagram first. We scrapped that and said, we are going to go Pinterest first, which doubles into our YouTube content as well. And then we will create reels later. This has sped up our time drastically. Before, Tabby and I would be creating Instagram first, and it was really like a slogging through mud. It was this combination of entertainment mixed with education. It just didn't feel right. Now that we moved to just creating content for idea pins, and this is just the beginning of the content. Obviously, this is not like adding all these other pieces to it, but sometimes it's the idea. Like, what are you going to do for an idea pin, right? Well, actually, we created 9 idea pins in 45 minutes. Now, again, this is raw video, but it is, we know what we're going to talk about. We know who we're talking to. We know how we're going to target. Now it's just the nitty-gritty details of uploading into the app. But we went from 2 hours, maybe 6 videos, Instagram first, to switching everything to Pinterest first, creating idea pins, and 9 videos in 45 minutes. It's magic. So this video will not only save you time, but money, as it's super affordable tutorial for you. So we want you to get up and running fast. Even if you don't have links yet, click on the description below in your podcast app. Okay, let's get back to what's up with video pins. Here's a little history. In late 2016, we had a great episode on this podcast. I can't even believe we've been recording that long, but we have, with Kristen of Studio Knit. If you go to her Pinterest profile, we'll link it below in the podcast description too as well. She was leveraging video, one of the very first, and it was working amazing for her. At the time, there was a lot of skepticism. Will video work on Pinterest? Does it feel like a speed bump? Are users going to engage with it? Now, I want to say they did engage with it. Actually, it was doing so good. And you could upload it. It was short form and you could link it back to your site, right? Well, in between 2016 and 2020, there was really this slow going movement of like 4 years, like, how is video working? Is it not working? We even launched a service here at Simple Pin Media to help people do video because it was so clunky. It was so hard to do. It was not intuitive. And I know a lot of people in our community hated it. It felt like you had to use Adobe, whatever program. You couldn't do it in Canva. It was really hard, right? And so people said, I'm just not going to do it. Well, then we had this introduction in 2020 of Idea Pins. And now they're really pushing for short form video, but there's no link. So obviously people stood back and they were like, but wait a minute. We have video pins that do link, but we have Idea Pins that don't link, but they're being prioritized. What am I supposed to do? Because the coveted link on Pinterest is what people always look for, because it is, out of all the social platforms, still one of the largest traffic drivers, right? And so you have this tension of people saying, I want the link on the video, but nobody's looking at it. I'm not getting any views, but I do an idea pin and I do a video and I'm getting link and I'm getting views. People are coming to my profile and they're coming to my website, right? So this tension exists right up until now, right? When we have the rollout of links on idea pins. So now it leaves us with this other question where people say, well, do I create a video pin or do I create an idea pin? Here is our theory at this point. One, you cannot upload a video pin on mobile. When I go to upload something, in fact, I'm going to double check it now while I'm here talking to you. I'm going to open my app and I'm going to hit the plus sign at the bottom. And the only three options are idea pin, pin, and board. Now, with pin, I can click on an image and I can give it a title, give it a description, give it a link, all those kinds of things, right? And then if I go to idea pin, I can upload photos, videos, all of those things. So that being said, if I were in your shoes and I'm doing this, I'm only now going to lean into idea pins with video because we believe they will be fused together and that moving forward, we will only have idea pins. Now, some people have questions about length of video. You should never put long form video on Pinterest. It does not perform well. You're not going to take your YouTube videos and embed them on Pinterest. People just won't watch them. They will do very short form, less than a minute 30, and that's pretty much it. So where does that, again, still leave us with video pins? I really think they will be gone. So the question then becomes less what's up with video pins and then what's up with video? How do you leverage video? And if you have been living under a rock for a long time, I will just tell you the entire internet is video. That's all it is, right? And for a long time, we would say that video on Pinterest can't show your face. But we're actually finding that that is doing better for us. We do show our face. We do have sound. Those are getting great engagement. The reason being is that Pinterest has two options now. You have on the platform, when you open up the app, this goes to what's called your smart feed. Every smart feed looks different. Yours looks different than mine. Mine looks different than Susie's over here, right? Because we've searched certain things. Our boards are named certain things. And when I go through right now, the one on the top left is a 10-second video. Then I get a 28-second video, 5-second video. And that's still, I get a video ad promoted by Visa. And that is still mostly, it just looks like short form video. I'm not really getting the slide version of idea pins in mine, but that could be because I actually haven't clicked on them a bunch. I'm not quite sure. But I'm getting some fitness stuff. I'm seeing somebody do a short form video of a total core strength move, which I think is awesome. And then when I go to the watch tab, which is at the top of the app, you can see browse and watch. When I click on watch, I don't know if the sound will come on. It doesn't. So sound doesn't automatically come up. But I see a lot, it's all video, right? Like it's just this short form video that people are putting on Pinterest and that's it. Some are, I actually just got one idea pin after I scrolled through. Now another idea pin. So what I will tell you as far as action items going forward is it's probably best to think that video pins will fade into the background. So if you're going to upload video anywhere, upload them to idea pins. Now, I know we're in a little bit of this like transition land right here where some of you are thinking, but I don't have links yet on idea pins. And actually, we don't know. This is another question that we get. We don't know if you're going to be able to go back and edit idea pins and add links. We are not quite sure. So if you are nervous and you do not want to create any video around idea pins just yet, and you would rather wait, you can certainly try to upload video. In fact, I don't know why I didn't think about this, but I'm going to go to my desktop now as we're talking to as well and just see if I can even upload video there. I don't believe that I can, but let me see. I'll double check. Okay, we've got saved. And you can actually go to pinterest.com/simplepinmedia, all one word, and you can see what we're doing there. Okay, it's pin, idea, pin, and board, same options. It used to have the option for you to upload a video, and it doesn't anymore. You could certainly try when you go to pin, try to drag and drop. Oh, it will allow you. So you can put a video there under a pin. It just used to say video pin, and it doesn't say that anymore. So go for it. You can try it. You can keep uploading. But that's our prediction. We just think that once idea pin links are rolled down to everybody, we will have them fused together. So tell me what you think. I would love to hear from you. You can DM us on Instagram. We do answer a lot of DMs over there, Instagram.com/simplepinmedia. And you can ask us or tell us how video is performing for you. Or you can always email us, hello@simplepinmedia.com. We want to hear about your experience because we've heard mixed reviews from a lot of different people. We've heard people upload to video and they get no engagement. We've heard people upload to video, they get great engagement. And then the same with idea pins. One of the things I want you to be thinking about is less how do I phrase it? Like, it's easy to get caught up in this idea of playing to the format or the algorithm. But one of the things I think is such a great example that we had back in 2016 when we did interview Kristen from Studio Knit is she was really, really catering to her audience. Her audience needed to see her create something, create a pattern in actual real time so that they could engage with it even more and then go by the pattern or go watch the longer form video on her YouTube. And so I want you to be thinking about creating for your person first. Don't create for the algorithm first, which I think Instagram kind of trains us to do algorithm first thinking instead of people first thinking. And I think for us, that's why it did so well for us to switch to Pinterest first, because we put our person right back at the center of our creation. What does our person need to know? What does their quick win need to be? What do they need to be educated on in these short, poppy minutes of time to where they get an aha moment and they want to learn more? I want you to be thinking about that as you create video. It doesn't matter right now. You can upload it. Actually, you can do a side by side. You can upload to video and you can upload to idea pin and see which one gets more engagement, right? That's a great test. But again, keep the people at front and center. You can do all the testing that you want of pretty much anything and walk away with no greater data because you weren't serving your person first. So I feel like I hopefully answered for most of you that question of what's up with video pins, that it is in transition. We do think it's going to go away and we think you should move to leveraging idea pins. I don't have an insider track with Pinterest. We are Pinterest pioneers. We do connect with them, but they're certainly not going to share their upcoming moves with us and, you know, give us that insight so I can share here on the podcast. But this is what we're seeing with our business. So I hope that encourages you. Alrighty, that's it for this short episode today. I would love it if you would rate and review the podcast. Take 30 seconds, just leave us a quick blurb. This is our number one way to get to know you and what we should be creating here on the podcast for you. And after 7 years of content creation only around Pinterest, we need to hear more of these ideas and thoughts that you have, like we did with today's episodes. We took all these questions that people are asking us about idea pins and we brought them here. So take about 30 seconds, leave that review on the podcast, and thanks so much for listening to the Simple Pin Podcast.